Chapter 5, Mishnah 2, Ketzad, carrying on in a way from the last Mishnah. Asa Maimar Beyevim, so if he does Maimar, rabbinical marriage with the woman he's supposed to do Yibim with, V'nasan la get, and then he gives her a get, Tzricha Hemenu Chalitza, he still needs, he still requires Chalitza from him. Right, meaning that that at the end of the day, Maimar and giving her a get are the rabbinical kind of things, but he's still got to do chalitza with it. Even if he's done the rabbinical things, he's still got to do chalitza with it at the end of the day. Asa maimer, if he does maimer, v'chalitza, and then afterwards he does chalitza, this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. He marries her rabbinically, then he does chalitza with her. But the rabbis, tzricha mena get, said, no, he's got to give her a get. Because he married her rabbinically, he's got to also give her a rabbinical get, so to speak. Even though he's done chalitza and broke the Torah connection, he's still got to give her a get for the rabbinical prohibition. Asa mamer, if he does mamer with her, marries her rabbinically, ubal, and then he has relations with her and does yibum with her, harezu kemitzvasa. This is the proper way to do the mitzvah. The proper way to do the mitzvah is for him to do the rabbinical marriage, the rabbinical betrothal, and then to have relations with her and do yibum to her, and that's the way to do the mitzvah.